Random House Audio presents Creativity, Inc. Overcoming the unseen forces that stand in the way of true inspiration by Ed Catmull with Amy Wallace. Read for you by Peter Altshuler. Introduction. Lost and Found. Every morning, as I walk into Pixar Animation Studios, past the 20-foot-high sculpture of Luxo Jr., our friendly desk lamp mascot, through the double doors and into a spectacular glass-ceilinged atrium where a man-sized Buzz Lightyear and Woody, made entirely of Lego bricks, stand at attention, up the stairs past sketches and paintings of the characters that have populated our 14 films, I am struck by the unique culture that defines this place. Although I've made this walk thousands of times, it never gets old. Built on the site of a former cannery, Pixar's 15-acre campus, just over the Bay Bridge from San Francisco, was designed, inside and out, by Steve Jobs. Its name, in fact, is the Steve Jobs Building. It has well-thought-out patterns of entry and egress that encourage people to mingle, meet, and communicate. Outside, there is a soccer field, a volleyball court, a swimming pool, and a 600-seat amphitheater. Sometimes visitors misunderstand the place, thinking it's fancy for fancy's sake. What they miss is that the unifying idea for this building isn't luxury, but community. Steve wanted the building to support our work by enhancing our ability to collaborate. The animators who work here are...